Do you see this as a long-term thing for you to be doing?
Yes, I think one of the objectives that the Coordinating Board for Higher Education had when it initiated a search for a new commissioner 2 years ago was to find someone who not only had the professional skill and experience, but also someone who was willing to make a long-term commitment to higher education in Missouri. We have board members who have worked with six different commissioners over a fairly short span of time, so you can't begin to have a rational policy-making role with individuals who are turning over that quickly. So I made a personal commitment to them that I would serve a minimum of 5 years in this position.
How has your long career with the University of Missouri given you a perspective that some other commissioners might not have had, especially in terms of not just the university as a constitutional entity, but how the university plugs into the entire state education system?
Well, I've had the unique opportunity to work with about six presidents myself in my capacity as chief of staff with the University of Missouri system. So I've seen what kind of leadership challenges you have in trying to work with four individual campuses, each with its own personality and its own diverse mission. And that's an advantage that very few get to have. I've gotten to work with individuals on each of those campuses in great detail on a wide variety of issues over almost 20 years of experience. So coming to the coordinating board and the Department of Higher Education is really like taking that to a different level. Now I'm in a position to help coordinate the activities of getting close to 200 different kinds of institutions across the state, and I welcome that challenge. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
I don't think a lot of people realize we have that many institutions of higher education in the state of Missouri. I mean, this includes all kinds, but still, when you say almost 200, I think that's going to surprise a lot of people that our higher education system is that large.
Yeah, you're talking about 13 four-year universities, plus about 20 or 22 community colleges, about 160 proprietary schools out there, and about roughly 20 independent universities and colleges like Columbia College or Washington University. So yes, it's a very large, complex, diverse system of education.
Within the last 5 years or so, the legislature has given the coordinating board some additional authority, but how adequate do you think the authority is of the coordinating board to actually coordinate higher education in Missouri now, given especially some of the budget constraints and some of the cutback proposals or some of the efforts being made to eliminate programs that we don't need anymore? Do you guys have everything you need to actually do the job right?
You know, I've studied the system of governance for higher education in Missouri for several years, and I've come to the conclusion, having watched a number of these commissioners, my predecessors, and I'm convinced that we have sufficient powers to do the role that was established for us as a coordinating agency and a coordinating board. We're not a centralized governing board, as some states have, with directive powers over the budget and hiring chief executives and that sort of thing. But where you have commissioners who are persuasive and can establish coalitions to get things done, they can be very successful within the confines of the policies that are established governing us in state statute. So I feel very comfortable working within the existing framework.
Should Missouri ever think of that more centralized approach that some states do use, though?
Well, it's interesting. There are roughly 20-something states that have centralized governing boards and roughly 20-something that have coordinating boards, and it seems like each wants to evolve into the other kind. I've seen some states like Florida that have gone back and forth in various types of governing models over a span of just a few years. I personally believe that the coordinating concept is the right concept for Missouri, with the diversity we have and the tendency of Missouri to think in terms of regions. And I believe as long as we can get people together moving in a common direction, we can build a very successful, strong system of higher education in this state.
Is it fair to say that money is the major issue facing higher education?
Well, unfortunately so. We've not had a lot of money in Missouri to invest in higher education over the years. There was a very brief span of time back in the late 90s when higher ed might have had the kind of money that allowed it to pursue initiatives that really benefited the state and its economy over the long run. That's been the exception. We've now gone through a period of several years and three recessions over the last 20 years that have forced higher ed to keep tightening its belts and doing without some of the things it knows it needs to do to help students be successful in the university. And it's found alternative ways to fund some of those activities, but you can only go so far. One of my biggest concerns is that we continue to make higher education affordable to our most disadvantaged populations in this state. We've got a lot of kids who go home to violent situations. They're encountering drug problems in their neighborhoods. They don't know if they're going to have enough food to eat or a place to live. It's hard for them to think about their future and about going to a college or university to get the skills they need to be successful over a lifetime and be productive members of society. If you're going to help those disadvantaged populations, then you've got to invest in early childhood education, in counseling services to help them to prepare for college, and then once they get there, to stay in college. And if we don't take care of those populations, we're going to waste a significant human resource that will be to the detriment of our state's future. So we've got some work to do in this state in that regard, and it's going to take some investment.
It's interesting you talked about early childhood education all the way up. Last year or 2 years ago, I think folks were talking about the need to get our two education departments closer together, if not merge them. I guess now you're in the same building, but is education, should we take a better look at education and understand it more from a holistic approach, from preschool all the way up through graduate school and PhD as one single movement?
Yes, we should. Increasingly, the people I talk to across the state understand that you've got to be successful at every stage of the educational process, or you're not going to get where you need to be. We can talk about these national and state goals of trying to produce a Missouri population that 60% have degrees from a college or a community college, but we're not going to get there over the next 15 years if we aren't addressing the challenges to getting our students through every phase of that educational process. Bob, I have been told that if you look at a cohort of 100 ninth graders today, we can project that only about 14 of those 100 students will actually get a two-year or four-year degree in college. That gives you an idea of the amount of leakage in students and opportunity that we have in the current system. We've got to tighten that up.
Well, is there any way, before I ask that question, the governor's economic development group, the Strategic Initiative for Economic Growth, came in with a report this week that said, Missouri will attract, develop, and retain a workforce with the education and skills to succeed in 21st century economy. Is there any way that we could come anywhere close to accomplishing that if we don't find a way to pump more funds into the system?
Well, if we don't have some additional resources, it's going to be extraordinarily difficult. To me, the near-term challenge is to just, while we're waiting for an uptick in the economy and for the revenue picture to improve, and that's not likely to occur significantly for less than a couple of years, there are a number of policy things that we can be doing in the meantime to position ourselves to take advantage of those that fiscal improvement when it comes. But it really starts with getting away from the idea that community colleges act in a vacuum, that our colleges and universities at the four-year level can operate independently of one another, or that we can ignore the contribution made by our independent colleges and universities like Washington University and Columbia College and all the rest. We've got to accept that they all have a significant role to play, and then we've got to help them break down the barriers between and among them so that they can work more efficiently. We can get there, but it's just going to take some work.
What's the role of the coordinating board then in that? not only in seeing that universities get rid of non-productive degree programs, but in coordinating universities in, to such a degree that people don't necessarily go to the same school for all 4 years. Because they have a program here, but they will eventually move up to a four-year school for the rest of it or something like that.
Yeah, what you want to help students do is understand how that system works and how they need to prepare. And it starts way back in high school as they're taking the right kinds of courses to prepare them to do college work and to stay in college until they get a degree. But then the transfer and articulation agreements between community colleges and our four-year institutions have to continue to be refined. And a lot of that's going on right now. It wasn't moving that decisively just a few years ago, but increasingly we understand that we're dealing with a very dynamic student population, and you can't treat all students alike. Some of them are going to enter that system for just 15 hours of credit to get a certificate that allows them to go off and get a great job in the trade industry. But you've got others that need to finish a two-year associate's degree in order to go into a nursing program. And then when they successfully complete that, you want to have the colleges ready to dovetail off of that and give them the additional instruction they need to get a bachelor's degree and provide our business and industry with the students that are qualified and have what they need. But these students don't tend to stay in that environment steadily for 2 years or 4 years. They're popping in and out of it over time. So you've got to have a lot of different flexible approaches to making that possible for them and giving them the counseling they need at the front end so they know what's expected of them is a critical element of that.